This is the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. Southern Colorado's answer to all your real estate and local lifestyles questions. Now here's your host, Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Good morning and welcome to the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. I'm Deborah Elliott Schultz, your host and realtor. My show is brought to you by American Liberty Mortgage and the Brat Shop. I am still doing my show from my house, not going into the studio. So this is show number two from my house because of this pandemic issue. So we want to keep everybody safe and stay at home. And that's what I'm doing. So how much has your life changed since the onset of COVID-19? I assumed it's changed a lot. You know, it's pretty sad that our lives have turned upside down. You know, we sure took a lot for granted, didn't we? You know, my 9-year-old granddaughter said, "Nana, I miss hugging my friends and your visit. Oh, how I miss those grandkids. Oh, I miss them so much. You know, I've had to postpone my trip 3 times now, but, you know, better be safe than sorry, right?" And you probably have had to do that, too, I would imagine. Maybe you have a summer trip planned, graduations, which breaks my heart, weddings, all kinds of things have had to be canceled. So I think, you know, as they say, we're in this all together. All of us are going through the same thing. So, you know, what I have noticed in the last couple of months during this pandemic is that homes are still selling and people are still listing their homes. So, yes, if the virus wasn't around, we would be more than likely have larger numbers. But nevertheless, real estate is still alive and kicking. You know, things have changed in the manner in which homes are being shown, though. You know, first of all, it's always been very important that a buyer is pre-qualified before they look at homes. Okay, that's number one. And that's something that's very, very common. But there's a couple things I want to tell you about if you are a buyer during this pandemic and what you need to do. Because things have changed. You know, the way that we show homes have changed. And so that's why it's extremely important that us as realtors, if we're going to show a property, we're going to show homes to people that are pre-qualified. Now, most seasoned agents only show homes to people that are pre-qualified. When I say pre-qualified, I'm talking about a home loan, okay? You never, ever want to go look at a home if you haven't been pre-qualified. A couple of reasons for that is because, first of all, you don't want to waste your time on looking at homes if you don't qualify to buy a home. And maybe you're looking at a dollar amount, but you're thinking, I think I want more of a home, so do I qualify for more? So stop the guessing game and be sure you get pre-qualified. And like I said, any seasoned agent is not going to show any homes to anybody if they have not been pre-qualified. You just don't want to waste your time. You just don't want to waste the agent's time. And the other thing is, you don't want to waste the seller's time, especially, again, during this pandemic. You know, the seller prepares their home to be shown and leaves the home and in hopes that you're going to love their home and make an offer. And what a bummer that is if an agent is out showing homes to people that are not pre-qualified because, you know, it just keeps up the, you know, puts up the hopes of a seller. It's just not right. It's absolutely not right to be looking at homes when you're not pre-qualified. So when you're looking at homes, you only want to have 3 people go through the home. That would typically mean a buyer and their partner, a buyer and their friend, whoever it is, it's going to include the realtor. So 2 people and a realtor. Absolutely no children. Some people might think, oh my goodness, why not? Why not any children? That's just not right. Well, it's the safety for children. You know, they go around the homes and start touching everything. And it's going to be, when you go to view homes, it's going to be a touchless showing. The seller should have already left the lights on, opened up all the doors to include the closet doors so you can see, you know, picture your clothing or your linens or whatever being in these closets. Now, when you walk through a house, some people do touch things. You're going to touch the countertops, more than likely. And, you know, a lot of times you don't mean to. It's just that we're just so used to be touchy. That's just what people do. But we certainly don't want children walking through the house and touching things that they shouldn't touch in the first place. You know, most people that have children, they typically have somebody watch them anyway while they're out looking at homes. But if you can't, I suggest this. If it's 2 adults with children, have 1 adult stay in the car with the children and 1 adult go view the home and then trade off. And then take notes. Did you like that house? Yeah, it's okay. Well, I really loved it. Okay, what did you love about it? you know, trade notes. And if you've got a great realtor, they should be jotting all this information down. I certainly do. I have a formula that I use when I show my buyers homes, so they're not confused of which home was which home. Because if you're viewing six homes at a shot in one day or more, you have a tendency to get kind of get confused up in your head. Oh, wait a minute. Was that the house that, you know, had that lovely grass in the front yard? Or was it a house that was xeriscaped? Was it that house that had that humongous master closet? That sort of thing. So you want to keep notes when you're looking at homes. And if you are separating one thing in the car for the children and the other one is going into the home and viewing the home. So this is the plan, and like I said, if you have a seasoned agent, they're going to go over this with you. They should be going over this with you. If not, if I was you, I'd be questioning them. Always wear a mask when you're walking through the home, okay? This goes for the realtor, too. Everybody should be wearing a mask. You know, some people are saying, you know, I don't have a mask. I can't find a mask. I get it. I totally understand that. They're not easy to find. So get a scarf. Get something to go over your nose and your mouth when you're walking, when you're viewing homes. Yes, it can be a pain because now the weather's getting pretty warm. But hey, you know what? Once you go outside, you're going to take it off anyways, right? I think that that's what you'll do. I think you'll probably take it off when you go outside. All right, so I'm giving you the lowdown on safety aspects of showing home. And actually, what I'm telling you is how much things have changed. They've changed a lot. We always have to have the pandemic in the front of our brain when we're doing anything with real estate. You know, if you're thinking about a home, you know, more than ever, you need to have an agent that has your back. That means putting your best interests at heart as well as your health. So during this time of the pandemic, it's very, very important that the seller doesn't allow overlapping showings where a buyer's showing appointments, they're overlapping. You know, you got a couple in there and in the home and you had that appointment. Some realtors would allow that. I have never allowed that. But now we are not supposed to do that at all. If that happens and you're out looking at a home, do not go into the home. Stay with your realtor, and then you take your turn going into the home. And not emphasize that to you enough. It's very important. So once you find your dream home, you still need to submit an offer immediately. Don't sit on it for very long. Make that decision and make that offer. You know, some people have a preconceived idea that the market is softening up. Not here in Colorado Springs. Nope. You know, granted, there's not as many buyers as we thought we were going to have this year because of the virus. But, you know, I'll tell you, if you see a home that's perfect for you, and, you know, there's going to be another person that's going to think that the house is perfect for them, too. So you better jump on the bandwagon. Get that offer in. Don't sit on it. Just get it done. Okay? Do it. So, sellers, what would you do differently in the world of COVID-19? Well, we're going to talk about that. I'm going to go for a break here very shortly, but I want you to think, if you're a seller, what would you do differently, being that we have a pandemic? Remember, you're going to have people walking through the home. What would you require for people to walk through your home, view your home, and make an offer on your home? Like I said, we're living in different times. You've got to be very careful. You know, I'm not trying to blow this out of proportion at all. Those of you that have been listening to my show, it's been almost 7 years now I've been on the air. I was a nurse before I was a realtor. That was a very long time ago. So that's always in the back of my head, safety aspects first, always. So anyways, I'm going to take a short break so we can hear from our great sponsors. When we come back, I'm going to give sellers my opinion on what to do to try to keep your home safe from COVID-19 during showings. In the meantime, go to cityofcs.com and check out our preferred provider. Do you have a question or remark? Give me a call, 719-641-1357. Come on back, listen and learn.
Is this a year for changes for you? Hi, this is Deborah Elliott Schultz with City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle. If your changes include buying real estate, let us assist you. We have a long history of working with all buyers from first-time home buyers to investors. Plus, we give back 25% of our commission to go towards your closing costs or lower your interest rate. Thinking of selling? Don't forget, we're the original flat listing fee experts in the area. Give us a call at 719-641-1357. That's 719-641-1357.
Financing a new home can be a daunting process for the buyer. However, there can be exceptions. Let me, Ryan Herbig with American Liberty Mortgage, be your exception. Let me assist you with all of your home financing needs. I give you my word that I will be there from the start of your loan to the day of closing and will do everything in my power to make it a smooth process. We also offer refinance loans and reverse home mortgages. We are the City of CS Show preferred lender. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 719-659-0043. That's 719-659-0043.
Hey, are you a brat or do you know a brat? No, I'm not talking about an out-of-control child. I'm talking about a military brat. What is a military brat? It's a child born into a military family has been given the term of endearment brat. What does it stand for? Bold, resilient, adaptable, and tenacious. It's a life that has the responsibility of being a military child, proudly representing America's youth around the world. The brat life is so special, so why not celebrate it? Go to thebratshop.com. That's thebratshop, S-H-O-P-P-E.com, and embrace the legacy.
Welcome back to the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. Here's your host, Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Welcome back to the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. I'm Deborah Elliott Schultz, your host and realtor, and I've been discussing tips for buyers and sellers during this time of COVID-19. So before I went to break, I asked sellers, what would you require if you were to sell your home? You know, having numerous people walk through your home to view it, to maybe make an offer on your home. What would you require to keep yourself and your family safe? Probably thinking, well, you know, mask, blah, blah, blah. But there's more to it than that. More to it. So more than ever, you need to remove clutter and tripping hazards. You want to show your home effortlessly, meaning that prospective buyers can walk around your house with ease and not feel like they're walking into a maze. The object is so that a buyer doesn't have to touch anything, okay? That's your goal. You don't want them to touch anything. Now, are they going to touch something? Yep, they are, no doubt. But less is more, right? Right? The less they touch, the more better for you. So you want to leave all the lights on. Open up all the doors to all the bedrooms, all the bathrooms. Make sure your toilet seat's down. That's one thing that drives me crazy, is toilet seats that are up. Also, open up the doors to closets. Typically, we'd have never have done this before all this going on. We just wouldn't. But we don't want people to open up, you know, using their hands to open up your closet doors. So open them up. Let them view. Let them see how roomy it is. Can they fit their clothing and their shoes into the closet? What about that linen closet? Can they fit their linens in there? And I have to tell you, if your closets are messy, now is the time to clean them up. Yeah, I know. It's not fun. Yep, I know. Trust me on that one. It's a never-ending battle for me. Stuff everywhere, and then I go in there and I clean up. I feel so good about it. But if you're selling a house, you got to clean it up. You just have to. Remember, the less of things that are in a room and a closet, the more roomier it looks, right? So you want to capture it. You want to capture the audience with less is more. And if you have a seasoned agent, they're going to tell you how to stage your home. And they're going to be quite honest with you if you've got too much stuff in your closet. Whatever you do, if you've got too much stuff, what's my number one rule to remember? Do not put it in the garage. Do not put it in the garage, folks. If you have got to go rent a storage unit somewhere, please do that. People want to see your garage too. Remember, less is better. Less is more, right? It goes with the garage too. There's nothing that drives me nuts, I tell you. Is going into showing a home, opening up the garage door. You can't see the garage because their agent didn't tell them, do not store your stuff. All the boxes and everything that you've decluttered in your home, you put it in the garage. And that's a big no-no. You don't do that. You want to rent a storage unit. Yeah, I know they can be pricey. I get it. But you know what? You're going to get it back. You'll get it back. So be sure you do that. So remove excessive things everywhere. And also just think of tripping hazards. And I've preached this to you all so many times. Rugs, yes, they might be decorative. They might be really pretty. Pull them up if they're not real big, like if they're not the centerpiece of the home. If they're like runners in a hallway, pull them up. And because people can trip over them. And if they're going to trip, they're going to be touching things, grabbing onto a table, whatever it may be to try to hold them up, right? They're tripping hazards anyways. Even without this COVID-19, you want to pull them up. You know, buyers always want to imagine their furniture and belongings in the home. A cluttered home prevents one from imagining it, so make it easy for them. be sure that your realtor requires that people that enter the home wear a mask. Again, if they don't have a mask, their realtor can tell them to put a scarf around their face. They can do something. I know they're not easy to find. I get that. But they can do it. You know, there's a lot of homemade masks that you can get on Etsy. You can get them on Amazon. People sell them on Facebook. Get a mask, people. I want a seller to require that from people that go through their home. Now, you might say, wonder if it's a vacant home. Yeah. Well, okay. I would still wear a mask. I would still require you to wear a mask. But you know what? Yeah, I mean, there's a lot, probably, I'm guessing, a lot less chancy of getting COVID going through a vacant home. But you know, I'm one of these people that I'm careful no matter what. But you know, that's something you have to decide upon yourself. But if it's occupied, you must wear a mask. Such a big deal. I also want to stress to you that if you're a buyer and you're walking through a home, sometimes people will have a pool table, or they'll have like a recreational toy, like maybe like an old pinball machine, or one of those freestanding video games. You know, a lot of times buyers want to go over and say, oh, hey, that's really cool. I remember that game. Oh, I love pool, you know. Pick up a pool stick. You know what? It's not yours. Don't touch it. Don't mess with it. And sellers, if you have those type of items in your house and you're showing your home, put a sheet over them. Just put a sheet over them. You just don't want to entice anybody. Again, this is so different before a COVID. You know, before, I mean, people were pretty respectful. They wouldn't go over and really touch anything. But you just don't want to tempt anybody to go over and check things out that's recreational like that. So put a sheet over it so people won't be enticed to mess with them. And, you know, I'm probably scaring you sellers out there thinking, oh, my gosh, people would actually start playing pool game. No, they typically don't. But you know what? They like to put their hands on things when it's a fun thing. You know, it's a foosball table. It's a pool table. Something like that. They just do. I'm more drawn to foosball tables, but, you know, I have my own. So you want to make sure that you're covering those sort of things. You know, right now is not a time to choose a realtor at random. You need one that's informed and diligent and highly experienced. And for all the reasons that I've already told you why, to have your back, whether you are a buyer or a seller. Yes, there's a lot of things that come into play of being a realtor and being a good realtor. You want a seasoned realtor, somebody that isn't shy to speak up, like, hey, wear a mask. Don't touch that. No, please don't touch that. Just because, you know, we do things out of habit. And you need somebody that's going to, you know, be there with you, which they always will. They'll be there with you if you're buying a home, walking through homes. But just to remind you, please don't touch that, you know, just to protect yourself. Again, I'm not trying to be paranoid about this. I just want you to be careful. Just be careful, that's all. You know, going to look for a home can be a very, very fun experience, even with this COVID-19. It can be. It's just that you just don't want to be touchy-feely. And sellers, I want you to make sure that you have a really good realtor that's going to help you plan out how you're going to show your home, because there's a lot involved these days. So when you want a realtor that's informed and diligent and highly experienced, that's where I come in. With almost 16 years in the industry and a resident here in Colorado Springs for 26 years, I know real estate in Colorado. Not only am I highly qualified, but my company is the original flat listing fee company here in Colorado Springs, saving my sellers thousands of dollars versus, you know, the common commission structure here. We also give back a rebate to our buyers. That's right. We give back 25% of our commission to our buyers to be applied toward closing costs or toward the purchase of a home. I know it sounds too good to be true, but you know, really at CDCS Real Estate and Lifestyle, we truly make your real estate experience more affordable. We want to be your buyer's agent and we want to be your listing agent. So find out how we work, how different we are by going to cityofcs.com and go in there and see the structure, how we just make everything so easy for you and everything that we do for our sellers to get your home sold. And for our buyers, how we give back. You know, there's nothing else like our company here in the Colorado Springs area. Very, very different. And we love to be your realtor. Again, go to cityofcs.com, or you can always call me, Deborah Elliott Schultz, at 719-641-1357. Again, that's 719-641-1357. Hey, and don't forget, you know, if you want to qualify for a home loan, please call American Liberty Mortgage. Talk to Ryan Herbig. He is our preferred lender. I can't tell you how awesome Ryan Herbig and American Liberty Mortgage is. They're just really on the go, and they can answer any question you might have. If you're thinking about refinancing your home, wow, rates are really, really low right now. Now is the time to give that call and find out, you know, what kind of type of rate you might be able to get. Give Ryan Herbig a call at 719-659-0043. That's 719-659-0043. Hey, and don't forget about the Brat Shop. That's BRATSHOPPE.com. What is the Brat Shop? Well, it stands for the military brat. Bold, resilient, adaptable, and tenacious. Yep, that's a military brat. You know, they say that one out of 25 people in the United States somehow, some way affiliated with the military. And you would know it if you're a military brat or if you know a military brat. They're just kids from parents that have been in the military. And, you know, they're not really celebrated as much as they possibly should be. So the Brat Shop was started with that in mind. So go to the Brat Shop, again, BRATSHOPPE.com, and find out all the cool things that they have in there. There's tops, there's mugs, there's computer covers, there's beach towels. I mean, there's just so many neat things in there to celebrate the military brat. Well, I had better get busy and return some phone calls. So I want you to have a safe and lovely weekend. And tune in next week, and we'll see what we're going to be talking about then. Because you know what? It changes every week. Hey, remember, my friends, it's never too late to become the person you're meant to be.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio. The City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyles Show, Southern Colorado's answer to all your real estate and local lifestyles questions with Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Please join me this week when I continue to give you real estate news and advice during this time of COVID-19. Every week it changes and we're learning more every week. Please join me. Let's get through this together. Listen and learn.
Saturday mornings at 11 here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM.